Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Today, the high migrant population, along with a huge and diverse geographic base, means Asia is an important market for remittance services. One company tapping on the remittance market is Uniteller. They're an international leader in remittance and cross-border payments with an extensive network that spans 34 countries and more than 125,000 payment locations worldwide. They're backed by Grupo Financiero Banorte. They're one of the largest financial groups in Mexico and Latin America. Uniteller provides processing capabilities, amassed over $7 billion in payments every year. Alberto Guerra is my guest in Influence. It's time to meet the CEO of Uniteller Financial Services. Welcome to Singapore.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Help us understand why Asia is one of the largest markets for remittance.
Well, Asia has been an important market for remittances because migration of APAC countries, it's big. I mean, you see that countries like Singapore are big recipients of migrant populations that come for an opportunity to work and care for their families back home. So that's why it is important for us to be here, be in Singapore, as an opportunity to continue growing our business.
Help us understand Singapore's place in the movement of funds.
Well, Singapore is an important economy, and not only as an important economy, it has also become a hub for fintechs. And digitalization of remittances is becoming a reality. So that's why there's interesting opportunities for a company like Uniteller to be here in tapping into this market and helping provide solutions that are efficient, reliable for the immigrants that live and work here to support their families.
And how are companies like yours that deal with the international movement of money protecting against money laundering?
Well, money laundering is always a concern, and remittance and cross-border payment companies have evolved dramatically in the past years in order to be always compliant with regulations. Regulations have tightening in all of the around the world in terms of what we as companies are expected to do. So we have done, and companies in the industry do, large investments in order to mitigate the risk of money laundering. We authenticate customers. We used ML, machine learning, or artificial intelligence processes in order to authenticate customers and validate them against official lists, and not only official lists that are government-driven, but also amongst our own blacklist that we all have in order to prevent bad customers from affecting our industry. Obviously, for us, the transactionality, the transactions that our customers place are important. They are key and fundamental for their families. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that we're capable of detecting the bad transactions from the good ones.
Is phishing becoming an increasing risk?
Well, phishing is a part of the process where fraudsters can try to take over and abuse clients in order to make them send money to places or to affect them probably through a fraud scheme. Mm. And part of our responsibility is try to inform customers not to fall into these schemes and try to understand that they should not be sending money unless they really know who they're sending the money to and what is the purpose for that transaction.
Speaking at a symposium, Alberto, on Asian banking and finance, it happened here just last week. The Monetary Authority of Singapore's head managing director, Ravi Menon, encouraged banks and financial institutions here to become more transparent. Do you think on the side of the public there is an increasing lack of trust when it comes to payment companies?
I think it is important for us as payment companies to be transparent. That's the core of our business because people are trusting us, their results of their monthly, weekly work, and their funds that sustain their families. So if we're not transparent with them, we lose them. So I think part of our, the core of our businesses is to be transparent, to tell them exactly what they should expect from our service, how much in fees they're going to pay, how much money in local currency their families are going to get from this transaction, and tell them that before they place a transaction. So, and make them sure and guarantee them that the payment is going to take place. If not, their money is going to be refunded to them. So that transparency is key if we want to keep the customers and have them continue to do business with us.
So another headline to do with remittance firms in Singapore recently has been our Monetary Authority of Singapore saying it's going to bar all remittance firms from lending money from September the 10th. Do you think this is going to impact the business for remittance firms?
I don't think so. I think it's more about transparency and about doing what you're licensed to do. And I think in here in Singapore, there was a gray area as to what remittances companies could do in terms of licensing. So if you have a remittance license, you should do remittances. If you want to do lending, you get a lending license. And I think it's better, it's safe that you do what you're licensed to do, because that's what you get regulated as well. So I think it all helps in terms of transparency and what customers should be expecting from you.
Help us understand what some of the biggest risks are for investors when it comes to payments processing companies.
In payment companies, we face risks. When we're doing transactions, we're handling money. So the top risks are, as we mentioned earlier, money laundering, fraud, security risk, data, cybersecurity with data. So that forces companies like us that are in the industry to take adequate measures and invest in order to protect ourselves and protect the data and the money of our customers.
And how are companies like yours transforming digitally, given we're seeing data sharing between virtual entities and we're seeing such technological advancement?
Definitely, remittances is an industry that is going through the process of digitalization. So for us, company like us, it is very important to go through this process, develop digital products that are easy to use, that focus on the customer experience, that are transparent, and that are clear for the customer in terms of what they should be expecting from us. So I think that's the key in the transformation of the industry.
Alberto, Uniteller has transformed. It was once a small cash-to-cash traditional remittance business, and now you're processing, I think, up to $7 billion a year. So what are some expansion plans you can share with us within Asia or perhaps beyond?
Yes, definitely. And Uniteller, one of the plans is digitalization. We have developed an app that right now is available in the U.S. that we call the U-Link app. Customers can download the app and send money immediately, real time. That's one big project that we have in place that we are developing. The idea and the plan for us is to take this app and not only make it available from the U.S., but also expand it to Asia, expand it to Europe. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the continuous expansion of our global network. We realize, and as we have been successful in becoming a leader in the U.S. market going to Latin America, that we have the capabilities, we have the platform, we have the network. We just need to continue that expansion globally to continue growing our business.
Well, I understand you're only in Singapore for 2 days. We're delighted that you've popped by our studio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Alberto Guerra is CEO of Uniteller Financial Services. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.